You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
This is Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Hayward. Amen. The Miracle Blessing and Healing broadcast from Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center. Amen. Hallelujah. In 1500 Northeast Florida Avenue in Melbourne, Florida. Thank God for what God is doing. Thank God for how he is blessing and how he's touching. God is blessing his people and he's touching his people. Amen. Praise the Lord. We want you to come on out tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center. Come out tonight at 8 o'clock. I'll be preaching and I know God's going to move. God is going to bless. And then on Friday night, evangelist, amen, Serena Williams will be preaching the word of God. Then on Sunday, amen, Pastor Geraldine, you're going to have, amen, two nights and one day of blessing. So you need to come on out and be with us, amen, this week, amen. Praise God, hallelujah. And then next week, they're going to be giving me an anniversary, amen. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. We have some fine speakers coming in, amen, on Tuesday night, Apostle Kenneth Ellis. Praise God, hallelujah, out of Sarasota, Florida, is coming to be with us. Then on Wednesday night, amen, the 3rd, June the 3rd, amen, Bishop Damon Jones, praise the Lord, hallelujah, from Titusville, Florida, is coming out. And then on Thursday night, June the 4th, Apostle Roberta Reynolds, amen, my, amen, great friend in the Lord, we'll be there. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's going to be 8 o'clock. Amen. And she's from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And then on Friday night, June the 5th at 8 p.m., Apostle Curtis Watkins will be with us preaching under the anointing power of the Holy Ghost on that Friday night. And that Saturday night, June the 6th, amen, Overseer Patterson, Devron Patterson and the Sons of Thunder will be there. Praise the Lord. And then we're going to end Sunday at 11:30. Praise God. June the 7th at 11:30. Pastor and co-pastor, amen, Margaret and Franklin Scott is going to be there. You don't want to miss this week. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. These 2 days and those, amen, that next week, that week of anniversary, 33rd, my 33rd pastor's anniversary. I've been pastoring there longer than that. But, amen, glory to God, my anniversary started later. So, glory to God, hallelujah, God is going to bless. So, we want you to come on out. Amen, Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center, 1500 Northeast Florida Avenue in Melbourne, Florida. Don't miss it. Don't miss, amen. The service of Thursday tonight and Friday night, and then all next week starting Tuesday night to Sunday, God is going to bless. Now I want to talk to you today, glory to God, from Job the first chapter. Amen. Glory to God. Beginning at the first verse, and it reads, "There was a man in the land of Oz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil." Amen. Hallelujah. God had a great man that loved him. Amen. That man was Job, who feared him. Amen. Hallelujah. And avoided every pass of evil. That's what we have to do today. We got to avoid evil. Amen. He was a good and upright man. And we need to be good and upright. We need to do what God say. We need to live holy. Amen. Praise God. And even at that, the enemy will still attack you, but God will be with you. Second verse saying, "And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. He had children. Amen. Glory to God. 7 sons and 3 daughters. But he lived right. He walked right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Third verse say, "His substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels, and 5,000 yoke of oxen, and 5,000 she asses, and a very great household." So this man was the greatest of all and the of all the men of the east. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. God had blessed Job. Amen. Glory to God. I want you to know God will bless you. God will bless your life. Amen. Hallelujah. He'll give you land. He'll give you property. He'll give you animals. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he'll bless you with many. Glory to God. And that's what Job did, so that he was the greatest, amen, prosperous man in the east. Praise God. Hallelujah. Of all the men. And the Bible say, and his sons went and feasted in their houses, everyone his day, and sent and called for their three sisters to eat and drink with them. Praise God. Hallelujah. But the thing about it is they were feasting, they were partying and having a good time. You better watch out, amen, how you party, because when you are, amen, in the devil's lane and on the devil's avenue, the devil will come after you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't go on the devil's territory. Don't get into his territory and stay there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because that's when the enemy will come against you. That's when the enemy will come to fight you. And the Bible say it was so when the days of their feasting were gone that Job sent and sanctified them and rose up early in the morning and offered burnt as sacrifice according to the number of them all. For Job said it may be that the sons have sinned and cursed God in their heart. Thus did Job continually. Praise God. Hallelujah. But thank God for Job. Amen. Hallelujah. Being a man of God, because he continued to offer up sacrifices. He continued to offer up offerings. Praise God. Hallelujah. Trying to protect, amen, his children, trying to protect himself. Hallelujah. You got to have a protection. You got to have a shield. Amen. Because the devil is after you. You got to learn the devil's trick. You got to learn the devil's plan, because he's got a plan to destroy you. He's got a plan to destroy your family. He's got a plan to destroy your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I want you to know, as you yield to God, as you hear God, as you protect yourself in the spirit, to avoid the enemy and his attacks. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. God will be with you. And the sixth verse say, now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. See? Amen. While you go up, amen, to offer yourself, while you go up to offer sacrifice, Satan is also there. Amen. He's there. He's a spirit. And so he's always present. But, amen, the seventh verse say, and the Lord said unto Satan, whence cometh thou? Where you come from, Satan? You always there, all around, praise God, hallelujah. You all around my people. You all around, amen, the people of God. And the Bible said, then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it. That's what Satan does. Amen. Hallelujah. He's walking up and down. He's going to and fro. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I want you to know, you better recognize he's there. Yeah, hallelujah. And the Bible said he's a killer. He come to kill, steal, and destroy. So that's why you got to be careful, because the devil is there. Satan is there walking up and down. Amen. Hallelujah. Watching you so he can destroy you. Praise God. Hallelujah. So you got to keep your eyes open. You got to be attentive. You got to be looking and watching. Watch ye therefore. The Bible say, for you know not the day nor the hour when the Son of Man shall come. But you got to be watchful. The eighth verse say, and the Lord said unto Satan, has thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, and one that feareth God, and hallelujah, escheweth evil. Hallelujah. God began to question Satan. You've been around everybody else. You have seen everybody else, and you've attacked everybody else. But have you seen my servant Job? He's a perfect man. He's an upright man, and he fears God and do what is right. That's what today you got to watch out. Amen. Hallelujah. Because God will let the devil know, I got a great man of God. I got a great woman of God. Praise God. And I don't care how you attack them. They're not going to let go of me. They're not going to let go of my hand. They're not going to let go of my presence. They're not going to let go of my anointing. That's what God will say. And I'm glad that God can have confidence in somebody. Praise God. Hallelujah. Satan knew about him. Yes, don't you think Satan don't know? He know about you. He know where you've been. And he know who you are. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And he want to try you. And he want to test you. And he want to show God, I can take him down. I can take her down. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Bible said, 9th verse. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, hallelujah, does Job fear God for naught? Praise God. Hallelujah. Does he fear God for nothing? Praise God. Hallelujah. He don't fear you for nothing. You got him. Amen. Hallelujah. You got him protected. Praise God. Hallelujah. Satan knows who God is protecting. He knows. Praise God. Hallelujah. So he's been fighting you and trying to stop you for a long time. Hallelujah. So he knows why he can't stop you. Praise God. Hallelujah. But those that are in a cycle, many of you are in a cycle, and the devil have tested you over and over, and you fail every time. You fall every time because you don't notice the cycle, but you better notice the cycle. The enemy is attacking you. He's attacking your home. He's attacking your family. And the thing about it is he keep coming in the same way. He keep coming in the same matter because he know you don't recognize that you are in a cycle. And you got to break the cycle. It's time to break the cycle. Praise God. And so Satan said in the 10th verse, as thou made a hedge, hallelujah, about him and about his house and about all that he has on every side. Thou hast blessed the work of his hand, and his substance is increased in the land. Hallelujah. Why is he saying that? Because he knows that God had protected him. He knows that God has the hedges around him. I want you to know, if you're a child of God, God has a hedge around you, and the devil can't touch you. He can't harm you unless the devil, amen, unless God take the hedges from around you and God allow him, amen, hallelujah, to get a hold of you. But hallelujah, God say, but put forth thy hand now and touch all that he had, and he will curse thee to the face. That's what Satan said. Praise God, hallelujah. But God knew, hallelujah, who Job was. I don't care what happened. He's not going to curse me. He's going to hold on to me. And the Bible said, the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he has is in thine hand. Only upon himself put he not, hallelujah, forth thine hand. So Satan sent forth from the presence of the Lord. He went forth from the presence of the Lord. Praise God, because God, hallelujah, took in the hedges from around him so that Satan could attack him. Let me tell you today, God is bragging on you. If you're living right, God is bragging on you. And the enemy will try to attack you. He will attack your home. He'll attack your children. He will attack your family. But it's time for you to break the cycle, because God is bragging on you. So his children was partying. They were having a good time, and Satan went right there. Why did he go right there? Because he know that Job loved his children. We love our children. We love our home. We love our family. We love what we have. And so that's Satan's plan, to attack what he had. He attacked his children, hallelujah, and destroyed them. Glory to God. He attacked his cattle, hallelujah, and destroyed it. Glory to God. He'll attack you. He will destroy you. He will destroy what you have if God take his hands off of you. But I want you to know that if God is with you, God will bless you. God will restore. He's the God of restoration, and he will restore. They restore what you got. So they came to Job and told him, your children are dead. Praise God, while they were parted, your children are gone. Another one came and said, your cattle are destroyed. Glory to God, hallelujah. They coming with bad news. Yes, you gonna get bad news when God take the hedges around you, because he's bragging on you. But don't be worried about the news. Just keep your hands in God's hand. Just keep on serving God. Just keep on living for God. Glory to God. And keep worshiping him. And keep serving him. And when the message came to Job, Job fell on his face. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Job arose and went and, hallelujah, rent his mantle. He shaved his head. Glory to God. I'm coming here. After all I did, look what happened to me. But I want you to know, he began to say, naked I came from my mother's womb. I came out of her womb naked, and naked shall I return. Glory to God, hallelujah. The Lord has given, and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. No matter what happened to you, don't you curse God. No matter what happened to you, don't you give up. Praise God, because God is still there. It may not look like he's in your corner. It may not look like he's on your side. But I want you to know that he's right there. He's there all the time. Praise God. Hallelujah. But after that, Job began to talk to his wife. Glory to God. And she began to talk to Job and say, why don't you curse God? You see, God has done all this to you. You see what you're going through after all you did. Why don't you curse God and die? But Job said, naked I came and naked I leave. Praise God, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Job's friends even came. And still they come to encourage him. And sometimes that's what will happen. Your friends will come. And still they come to encourage you. And still they come to, hallelujah, pray with you. Instead of them coming, amen, because they know who you are. Instead of them coming to tell you, let's praise God together, because the battle's not yours. It's the Lord's battle. And the Lord is going to deliver you. They come with a bad message telling you you must have done something wrong. God won't put all this on you if you don't have nothing, if you didn't do anything wrong. Glory to God. Don't listen to them. Amen. Even though they're your friends, amen, even if your family come and try to put you down, if your wife come and try to put you down, even if your husband come and try to put you down, you got to realize, oh, glory to God, these are negative voices. and I refuse to hear the negative voice. I know who I serve. I know that my God will deliver me. I know he's gonna bless you. Hallelujah. God restored Job and gave him restoration. Praise God. Hallelujah. God blessed him. Amen. Hallelujah. And delivered him and brought him out. Glory to God. God will do it. God gave him restoration, restored his children, restored his family, because Job kept giving, Job kept praising God, Job kept lifting up God. No matter what you're going through, you got to remember that God is still there. Yes, the devil is there, and he's going to be talking to you. Things going to get worse. He's going to start talking to you and telling you lies. But the devil is a liar, and he's the father of lies. God will tell you the truth. He said, I'll never leave you. Oh, no, he won't. Neither will I forsake you. But lo, I'll be with you even to the end of the world. He will tell you, I will restore you. I'll restore your family. I'll restore your children. And that's what God did for Job. God restored his family. God restored his children. God will do it. You don't have to keep crying over what you lost, because what you're getting ready to get is greater than what you had. God getting ready to bless you now is greater than how he blessed you. I don't care what he say. He blessed me and brought me to this area. And for 40 years, God has kept me. I have served him and lived for him. And I want to tell you, greater things are coming. Miracle Deliverance Center, get ready. Greater are coming. Glory to God. Brevard County, get ready. Greater is coming. God's going to do greater things. Hallelujah. I believe God. Even if he take away the building we got, even if he take away, hallelujah, the things we got, all the equipment and all the chairs. Glory to God, if people leave, if the members leave, well, hallelujah, God is bragging on us, and it's going to get better. He's going to send better people. He's going to send more help. He's going to send bigger blessings. Glory to God. He's going to send bigger tithe payers. He's going to send bigger givers. The wealth of the wicked is laid up for us, and God is laid it up for us there, Miracle Deliverance. So you better get ready, because we're going to explode. Hallelujah, with miracles. We're going to explode with signs and wonders, because God has bragged on us. And I'm glad God can brag on us. Hallelujah. We have the victory. We're on the winning side. Greater. I'm saying greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. We're going to keep giving our sacrifice. We're going to keep praising him. We're going to keep rejoicing in the God of our salvation. And they're going to say, where did you get that from? Glory to God. Who did you get that from? And we're going to be able to say, God did it. God brought us out. God delivered us. God expanded us. God blessed us on every side. Because if he did it for Job, I know it seems like he's taking the hedges from around you, but don't worry. Hallelujah. If you ain't doing nothing but God, the devil has no reason to fight you. If you're not doing nothing but God, he don't have no right to attack you. But hallelujah, when God take the hedges from around you and the devil attack you, you just got to fight more. You got to give more. You got to praise him more. You got to have more revivals. You got to get out there to win souls. He said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. You gotta get out there. You gotta get violent for the kingdom of God. Suffer violent, but the violence take it by force. And it's time now for us to take this land. It's time for us to take territory, and we're taking back everything that the devil has stolen from us. God did it for David. David went away, and the devil attacked him, took his family, took all of his substance. But I want you to know, David was discouraged, but he cried unto the Lord. And he had encouraged himself. And when he encouraged himself, he went out to battle. And God fought the battle for him. And he recovered all. He didn't lose anything. Oh, let me tell you, you're not going to lose anything. God's going to make it greater for you. I want to continue tonight. You meet me at Miracle Deliverance Healing My Bible Center, 1500 Florida Avenue tonight. Oh, you don't want to miss what God has for you. And you got to get out there. You got to come in order to get it. So come on, meet me there tonight at 8 p.m. Glory to God. And then Evangelist Serena, Friday night at 8 p.m. But those of you that are not saved, I want to invite you, amen, to come and be saved. I want you to let Jesus come into your life and let him come into your heart and deliver you. He can do it. I want you to say, Father, forgive me. Blot out my sins. I'm a sinner, but today I give up. Today I turn my heart over to you. I believe that you are the Son of God. You died and rose that I may have life. Have it more abundantly. I receive you into my life. Now you got to denounce Satan. Satan, I bind you now. You have no right. You have no power. You have no authority over me. I put you in God's hand. And I'm serving God for the rest of my life. Then you meet me, amen, on Sunday. Amen. Glory to God. Pastor Geraldine Hayward will be speaking, and then meet me all next week. Amen. Glory to God, because they're going to have my 33rd anniversary. Praise God. Hallelujah. And Apostle Kenneth Ellis would be there on Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Bishop Damon Jones Thursday night, Apostle Roberta Reynolds, amen, Friday night, Apostle Curtis Watkins, amen, glory to God, Saturday night, Overseer Devron Patterson and the Sons of Thunders, and then on Sunday, it's going to be the last day, amen, June the 7th, my brother-in-law and my sister will be there, amen, Pastor Franklin and Margaret Scott, you don't want to miss it. Oh, I'm telling you, God's going to move. There's going to be a great God, amen, move of God, and you need to be in this move of God. Come on and celebrate. We're going to celebrate. You're going to have a good time, amen. If you thought last year was great, it's going to be greater this year. God is moving for us, amen. He's already blessing, and guess what, amen, hallelujah, he's blessing. We got the tree, amen, hallelujah, there, cutting down the trees around the, hallelujah, around the church. Now they're there now, cutting it down. God is moving. Hallelujah. He's blessing. Amen. Our Pastor Joseph Orange is there with them. Amen. He's also a tree man, and he's going to be there with them. Amen. So you come on, 1500 Northeast Florida Avenue in Melbourne, Florida. Make your way there and let God bless you. I'll be looking to see you there. Come on. We love you, and we're praying for you. God bless you. God is with me, so I keep it in my-